some sense of it all. But I can see it makes no sense at all.
Fine, Sarah Boyack.
To ask the First Minister what the Scottish Government's position is on new, non-replacement fossil fuel-fired power stations.
Well, the Scottish Government believes that these power stations must be fully decarbonised by 2030. That's in line with advice from the UK's Expert Committee on Climate Change and consistent, of course, with our own Climate Change Act targets. Scotland has massive carbon capture and storage potential, which along with our renewable industry means that Scotland is at the very forefront of Europe's low-carbon energy revolution. The Scottish Government is committed to developing the renewables potential, which is why, of course, we've raised the renewable target from 50% to 80% by 2020, as well as accelerating vastly the rate of approvals for projects. These now stand at 36, double the rate of the previous administration. And I hope that Sarah Boyack still agrees with me that her own party's argument that we should focus instead on wasting resources on dangerous, expensive and unreliable nuclear power is no answer at all.
Sarah Boyack.
First Minister, thanks very much for your answer, although as ever it did not answer the specific question I asked. I'll try again. If we're to meet our 42% climate change targets, we all know that new, unabated coal-fired power stations make it much harder to cut our carbon emissions. That's why the Scottish Climate Chaos Coalition and even some of your own side are unhappy with new, unabated coal. Will you join Scottish Labour in ruling out new, non-replacement fossil fuel-fired power stations? Yes or no, First Minister?
First Minister.
I'm really puzzled that Sarah Boyack doesn't think there was an answer to the question. Just let me repeat what I said to her. The Scottish Government believes that these power stations must be fully decarbonised by 2030. She will have read the stipulations. She will have read the stipulations. Well, I saw the Andy Kerr interjection of saying I was talking about new ones. That's because Sarah Boyack's question asked me about new non-replacement fossil fuel power stations. Even Andy Kerr doesn't usually criticise me for answering the question as opposed to anything else. So we're talking, according to Sarah Boyack, about the policy on new non-replacement fossil fuel stations. And the answer is that these power stations must be fully decarbonised by 2030, which is not just a sensible policy for this government, but of course is the same policy which was enunciated by the great Ed Miliband when he was Secretary of State at the Department of Energy and Climate Change. Now, I know that Sarah Boyack's career is already in jeopardy because of her principled opposition to nuclear power. But if she conflicts with her new leader, then that jeopardy will become a double jeopardy. And given my admiration for Sarah Boyack, I wouldn't like one of the few principled people in these benches to be relegated even further.
Ross Finney.
Presiding Officer, if we leave aside the bombastic rhetoric of the last reply, it is a fact. It is a fact. It is.
Order, order. Ross Finney.
The member listening to his own rhetoric and in the echo really shouldn't become confused. The Scottish Government, the Scottish Government insisted on including new fossil-fired fuel stations in National Planning Framework 2. Why did it do this when the report, The Power of Scotland Renewed, shows it is entirely plausible that no large-scale fossil fuel fire generation capacity need remain online by 2030?
First Minister.
I don't agree that's what the National Planning Framework does, as Ross Finney should well know if he studies the document carefully, because the route we've gone down is the one which was proposed to us by the Committee on Climate Change, which was to ensure that any new fossil fuel powered station would be carbon capture enabled and fully decarbonised by 2030. That is totally consistent with our Climate Change Act targets, which Ross Finney also knows are the most ambitious in the world.
some sense of